You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Vari from Aran Sound. She's here today to talk about Aran Sound Talking Newspaper, as well as touch upon the radio station, which they also have. Hi Vari, thank you very much for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you today?
Very well.
Can you tell me a bit about Aran Talking Newspaper?
Aran Talking Newspaper, Aran Sound Newspaper, has been going since the mid-1990s when a lady called Celia Sillars approached me one day at a coffee morning, and she was reading the local newspaper for a neighbour, but she thought there might be other people who could benefit from hearing the newspaper for one reason or another, whether they were sight impaired or they were dyslexic or they were just handicapped in some way and couldn't hold the newspaper. So she asked if I'd get involved, and we thought it would be a good idea. So we started recording the local newspaper, which comes out every week. And we got a group of volunteers and we started it, recording it whenever it came out. In those days, it was printed on the island, so we literally could take it straight off the printer and read it straight away. So people would get it on a Saturday morning at the same time as people were buying it in the village shop. It was recorded on tapes in those days and sent off in a little yellow envelope, and the postman delivered it every Saturday morning, and then folk would listen to it on a wee box, and then they would put the tape back in the envelope, give it to the postie, and he would bring it back to us. And so it went on, and we did that for many, many years, upgrading our equipment every now and again. And we did that until just before the pandemic, when we've been trying for a while to get some kind of digital way of getting not just the local papers, but more information to our members. And we started with a small grant and we bought some laptops and started the digital radio. It was very good because it happened just as the pandemic was starting. We were able to use the radio to contact folk around the island, because it was a very rural area. Some people are quite isolated. So the radio was able to reach them with information and chat, and it's worked very well. It's mostly all done on the radio now. We have a section where we still read the local papers, and folk can just switch on whether they use an Echo Dot or whether they use a laptop or whatever way they do it. They can hear stories about the local people, what's going on locally, any events that are taking place, anything local we put on the radio. We also have people write us dramas, and they write us things, they send us talks, and we also use some of TNS information from around the country, which we get sent to us. It could be a book reading or just simply a local talk about something or somebody, and our listeners find it very interesting. We're a group of about 24 different volunteers doing different things, from reading to recording to meeting people and getting people to chat, or simply just passing on information. So yeah, we keep going, and we're quite proud of the fact we've been going such a long time and that folk know us.
Can I get you to tell me a wee bit more about your involvement in the radio station, please?
Well, the radio station, I was not very technically adept. So when we started, we realised that with MacBook nowadays, you can do quite a lot. So there is Aran Sound, which is the trust, which comes from the talking newspaper. And then there is aransound.com, which is the radio. Some of the volunteers work on one or other. Some work on both, but some work on one or other. And so we have one of our trustees, was a gentleman who worked for Apple, who was teaching sight impaired people to use possibly the equipment that you're using right now. And so he lives on the island, and he is great to have as one of our trustees, which meant that we could have mentors go in to folks' houses at the point of the pandemic. We had to have them all checked out and everything, and they were allowed to go in and get people hooked up with the Echo Dots and with different forms of digital listening, which was great. Basically, what I do is I set up the radio and I schedule the programmes, and folk will send me in things. I try and find people that are interesting to interview, as you are doing, and we interview them through Zoom. During the early days, it was all through Zoom, of course, our teams, because we couldn't go and meet them. But now we do both. And we just put it all together and it's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We try to do 12 hours of our own content a day. And the rest of the time it's music. And we also buy in some programs from people like DJs who make programs for other stations abroad. But they are Scottish. They do their DJ program and they will send it over to us. So we have a number of them in the week, which are very popular.
Would you say that the radio station and also the talking newspaper could be a lifeline for disabled individuals on the island?
Absolutely. This has been the case since the very beginning. When we started, there was nothing at all available. And now it's growing and we're all the way through to having a 24-hour-a-day service that somebody at home can simply switch on by speaking to the record dog. And it brings them immediately into the community. They are aware of what's going on in the community, they're part of the community. And this was very, very evident during the pandemic days when a lot of our residents on the island live alone. Many of them are older. We have an older demographic on the island, and it was a way for them to remain in contact with people. A sort of secondary thing that happened when we went on to the radio and we had to get people into the EcoDot. For instance, we put 22 EcoDots into the local residential home so that residents could listen to local voices on the radio. But one of the things that happened with people who were living at home was that we were able to go in and give them various things which allowed them to keep in contact with relatives away from the island. So people learned to use things like Zoom, and that was great. We do have quite a bit of isolation on the island, and the radio is one of the ways which we try to combat it. It is a great thing. People really appreciate it.
If anyone wishes to learn more about Aran Talking Newspaper and or the radio station, how can they get in touch and find out more information?
Well, if they go onto Google and put in aransound.com or just Aran Sound, we come up first on the list. If they go to the website isn't a normal kind of website, it's a schedule. So it gives you what's happening on the radio, the times and so on for the week. And one of the things we cover, for example, is what's on in the television and the radio, the national radio. We have descriptive information about both of those, and we get that from the Talking Newspaper Federation every week, which is very useful, and we broadcast that. But if you have an EcoDot or Ask Alexa and just say Aran Sound, you might have to say Aran Sound. Aran is a Gaelic word, so you may have to say load Aran Sound, but it is Aran Sound, and it should click in. You can listen on your car radio or any digital device that you have. And of course, if you do use a reader or a laptop, you'll be able to use it that way too.
Thank you so much, Vari, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today to talk about Aran Sound.
You are more than welcome, Jennifer. It was delightful to speak to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.